Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Lauren Flynn. Lauren, welcome back to your show.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me again.
So happy to have you here. So what have you been up to since you were watching the show?
Well, not much. We did have Thanksgiving, so running around for all that. And right now we're prepping for Christmas and trying to avoid work and read, mostly. Mm-hmm. It's all about avoiding work.
I know. Pretty much. So this month we're going to talk about The Best of Fear. So Lauren, what has been your top favorite YA books?
My favorite YA books were mostly sci-fi and fantasy. I would say one of the first ones I read this year, it was in February, was Crown of Feathers by Nikki Palpretto, and it was all about phoenixes, and it had multiple points of view, and there were a couple romances in there, a whole lot of adventure, a whole lot of fantasy, definitely some... I believe maybe some bi characters or some LGBTQ kind of romance going on in there, as well as a straight romance too. So it just had like a lot for everyone. And it also had a really good background story. Another one that had a really good story was Spin the Dawn. And that was, it just reminded me the feel a lot like a really good retelling of Mulan, but it wasn't. It's actually a retelling of, I forget what it is, but it's basically like she's a dressmaker and she's the daughter, and kind of like in Mulan's era where female aren't really supposed to be warriors or anything else other than staying at home. And she, her whole ideal is to be the emperor's dressmaker. Or tailor is what it should be called. So they kind of have like a competition to become the imperial tailor, I think is what the title is. And she goes in disguise. And I love anything where women go in disguise. Like if there's a book where a girl is in disguise, I'm going to read it. So she goes in disguise and she enters this competition as a guy. And later on, halfway through the book, it kind of flips and she kind of goes on an adventure where she has to make these three fantastical dresses. And it was just really good. It had a lot of fantasy. It had a little bit of magic. And it was just a really good story. And it's going to be a duology. I think the next one's out next spring or summer. Okay. And let's see. I'm trying to think of some more. Oh, To Best the Boys. That was another really good book. It was kind of a feminist telling. Once again, a girl trying to do what she shouldn't in a society with men are educated. And once a year they have this contest, this really wealthy man has a contest to let, I think, one student, he's going to sponsor them and let them go to almost like their college. And she wants to win because she wants to go and educate herself. And it's all about them trying to getting her way or foot in the door to this contest where basically the guys in the story are just kind of like patting her hand like, oh, you poor female. No, you can't do things like this. Like, but it also showed the flip side. It showed like one of her friends that's a boy. And he's like, no, you can do it. Like, so you had like good instances of men and you had bad, but it never really bashed them. It just kind of like shed the light on like a lot of good and bad attributes of the society, but it was really good. I love that YA book. It surprised me how much I liked that one. Another one that surprised me was Romanoff. Mm-hmm. And it was a retelling of Anastasia, but It surprised me because I thought it was going to be a retelling of the animated movie. Remember the animated movie? It was like, it wasn't a Disney movie. It was like Fox or something. But I thought it was going to be a more retelling of that. It was not. It was a retelling of their actual life after they were captured and they were held kind of prisoner in the whole family in this like house. And it was basically a retelling of a lot of those events. And she does like a little, some magical flips here and there. So there's a teeny tiny bit of magic, but not enough to where it took away from how realistic the story felt. Those characters felt so real because they were real. So that was a really good immersive read if you want something to like really hit you in the feels. And another one that hit me in the feels, my last one, is Sick Kids in Love. It was a really good love story about two teens, first love, and both of them have chronic illnesses. Like the tagline that the authors basically wrote on Goodreads was, "They do not die in the end." I'm always a little leery of the YA books where they seem like, all right, they're going to kill somebody off. I don't want to read this. I don't want to be crying. But no, this was a really good book. And if you cry, it's because you feel too much. But I really like Sick Kids in Love.
I love it. These are great YA recommendations. So you finished reading Queen of Nothing by Holly Black, so which has a lot of hype. I think this whole series has a lot of hype. Should we actually
read it or skip it?
Definitely
read it. Now that they're all three are out, definitely read it. Even audiobook it. I actually bought the audiobooks because I couldn't read them fast enough. So I listened to the audiobooks and I love this series. There's so much that I went to a signing for Holly Black like the week after it released. And the day of the signing, I listened to The Wicked King for the first time and I got to Queen of Nothing. I got like a couple chapters into Queen of Nothing before I went. And I just didn't want to read it because by the time Wicked King came out, I had just read Cruel Prince. And I was like, no, I just read the first one. I already saw people on Instagram like throwing the Wicked King books like in their trash can, like, I hate you, you make me feel too much. And I said, no, no, no. I know it's going to be a cliffhanger with those kind of feels. So I said, I'll wait till Queen of Nothing's out and I'll just read them back to back. I'm the worst when it comes to cliffhangers. But overall, it was really good. There is romance. It is twisted. I would call it the fairy version of Vicious, honestly. Mm-hmm. The fairy YA version of Vicious. But Holly Black is just such a good writer. I love her writing style so much. She could probably write anything and I would read it. She's actually a really good storyteller too. When we were in the signing, she was retelling, she retold like two or three of her favorite fairy tales. Or like she wrote the story White Cat and she told us the original French fairy tale that it was kind of based off of. And it was, she's just a really good orator. Like she could be a storyteller, like live storyteller, kind of like singers. Like some singers, you know, they can sing live and some they can just kind of, you know, sing on the CD and they're not very good live. Like she's good at both. So, but yes, I would definitely recommend the Folk of the Aries series.
Yeah, I read The Cruel Prince when it came out, and then I didn't get The Wicked King last earlier this year, so it was like, it was too hyped up, and I was like, oh, I like it, and then I was like, oh, just wait to Queen of Nothing, and I was like, is there an arc to Queen of Nothing? There's like, there's no arc, so I was like, well, I'm just gonna wait till they'll come out. I think for me with YA series, I think I need to wait for all three or four or all duology, they need to be coming out so I can betray them. It's hard for me to wait a year because I feel like I need to reread them all again to know what happened.
And it's hard to remember too. Like when you read 200 to 300 books a year, it's hard to remember everything about that book. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, you're halfway through or like three chapters in and they mention some minuscule character and you're like, oh, that was the guy that did this and did this. And he had this teeny tiny part, but you're supposed to remember him in the second book. I was like, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I remember I started reading the Two Dark Town series. I read up to book three. And then I forgot. I tried to read book four, and I was like, I forgot. Like, up in the stars. And I'm like, okay. Same goes with Throne of Glass. I read all six books. I haven't read Kale's book or the last one. And the last one ends with a cliffhanger. And the only reason is because I don't want to read Kale's book. Even though everyone's like, it's so good. I don't want to read something that doesn't show up. Like, and now, like, it's been years. So I'm like, do I skip it and read it over? Like, I don't know. I've finished the series.
Oh, I know.
Would it be serious complete if I didn't read the Kale book? I don't know. So.
And honestly, I could have read, I'm really bad about guessing things in books. Like, I could have read The Wicked King. I would have read the ending. I would have known it was a cliffhanger and I would have said, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened because of this and how she's setting it up. Like, my mind is already going why these characters did the things they did and making sense out of it. So I talked myself off the ledge. So I would have been fine reading The Wicked King.
Yeah.
But that's just my personality. If you're just reading it for fun and not overthinking, yeah, you're gonna get mad.
Yeah. So. I love it.
But yeah, very good. Love them.
Yeah. Awesome. So how about your top favorite romance?
Oh, I read so many good romance books this year. The summer was probably like the summer of romance. Like, there were a couple arcs that I got that I was just like, oh my God, those were so good. Abigail Owen was a new to me author and I got an arc of the Rogue King and I just really loved it. And it was a, dragon shifter fantasy, but she built this whole world to where it's like a contemporary world, so it's more paranormal, but all these people are shifters, and it was just really, really well done. And let's see, another one would probably be Kingdom of Exiles by Maxim Martineau. Mm-hmm. And that one was a fantasy, and it's all about this girl who kind of what do they call her? She's kind of like, her magic comes from beasts. So she's like a beast charmer. And she's kind of thrown out of her own society. So for some reason, someone takes a hit out on her life. And in order to get the hit off of her life from this, assassin guild, he goes, okay, I'll take the hit off your life. Like, if you capture four beasts for us. So she basically goes on this adventure with these guys who, their little band of guys, like, cracked me up. They were always like poking each other, but it was so funny. But it was kind of had like just really good fantasy feels. It had like an adventure feel, but it also had a really good enemies to lovers slow burn romance. So I'm really excited about the second book on that one. And let's see, what was another one? Ooh, an action one. This one reminded me of like a romantic Mission Impossible. Like, it was Every Last Breath by Juno Rushdan.
Mm-hmm.
She actually had book one release in June, I think. And then a couple months later, she already had a second book out. So I'm itching for the third one, though, because I think that one has to deal with computer hackers and kind of saving the world that way. Or like someone's kind of a mole, spy, something going on right there. But I really love that series so far. Let's see, another one. Oh, I read, it's an older book, but I really love Romancing the Duke by Tessa Dare. Mm. That one was so good. And I highly recommend the audiobook. It cracked me up so much. She kind of like inherits this castle and stumbles upon it. And the Duke is still living there. He's not dead. And it just kind of like snowballs from there. And that one was such a fun read. I also read her whole Girl Meets Duke series as well.
Yeah.
I think the third one just came out, Wallflower Rager. And that series is just as good, if not better. I think the second book is still my favorite out of those. so far. I read all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Oh, newer one. Romance Book Club. Mm-hmm. That one was really good. Very excited about the second one.
Mm-hmm.
It had that one offset with kind of rom-com, and then you would have serious points, and then rom-com and serious points. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a mix on that one, but it was really good. Let's see. Josh and Hazel's Guide to Not Dating. I finally read a Christina Lauren book. And yay. I loved it. Yay. I love that one so much. It had so many feels in it. And I hear hit or miss stuff with them. And like their older stuff is more steamy and their newer stuff isn't as steamy. But this one felt like it was somewhere in the middle. Like it was more contemporary, but it still had steam to it, but not too much. But the feelings were all there in that book for me. So I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I would say with Christina Lauren, the first 14 books, which is 10 for Beautiful Bastard, and then 4 for mm-hmm. The Wild Seasons, are the best. They're steamy, mojo sex scenes, like steamy from the get-go. There's hate to lovers. There's just London. They're in New York. It's just really good. I think from the later work, I think Josh and Hazel is the best.
Mm-hmm.
The past couple books have been misses. So I don't know if they can come back to the early work, but the early work is the best.
Oh, yeah. Like whatever they did with Josh and Hazel, they need to keep repeating that mm-hmm. method because it was so good. I need to go back and read their other series too. Another person I finally read with this year was Helena Hunting, mm-hmm. and I read the Shacking Up series, and I love book one and two. Book one and two were my favorite. Book three was okay. I think book four was okay. I think book five was the one that felt more like book one and two. But the first two with, especially the second book with Lexi, that series cracked me up,
mm-hmm.
but it was really, really steamy as well. Yeah. Helena Hunting was really good.
Yeah.
The Pucked Up series.
Yeah. I like the Pucked series better than the Shacking Up series. Like if I had to compare them, I think because Puck was just so funny. Like she got the band ride, she got the hockey, and she just got like hilarious characters. So that was
I only read one of the Puck series, the very first book, and then I went down the Shacking Up series route. But I think overall, I'll probably end up liking more of the Puck series. But the first two books of Shacking Up were just so good.
Yeah. The Puck series is in Kindle Unlimited, so you should definitely, you can pick those up.
They're on next year's list. Okay. That's on next year's list. The Christina Lauren, the Beautiful series is on that one. That's all on next year's list. I have two other ones in romance. One was Crazy Cupid Love, which I actually got a copy at BookCon this year. Amanda Hager was there and really good, definitely a romance romance for Valentine because she's kind of like Cupid. She descends from Cupid's lineage and it's really funny because it's kind of paranormal. And so you have this whole world that lives alongside like normal humans, but basically they use their skills and like dating, so they're kind of like the romance dating gurus. It's really funny, but she's like really bad at what she does. Like she's not very good. Like she accidentally enchants people and she's like a total goofball, so I immediately loved her. But it was such a good, cute, sweet and sexy read. Like it's sweet and it shocks you. Like you start caring for the characters and then it gets steamy. You're like, woo. Like it went from sweet to steamy. Like, but it worked really well. It was very good at that.
Mm.
And then what was another one? Oh, Fluffy. I read Fluffy by Julia Kent. Mm. And that one cracked me up.
Isn't that the one that wanted to be the fluffer?
Yes, she like, so she's down on her luck apartment or house stager, like interior designer house stager, and she makes a mistake of looking for work on Craigslist, and they asked for a fluffer, and it's an old terminology of what she does, and she goes and shows up, has no clue for like 10 minutes what's going on. And it was hilarious, like just watching her go, oh, so I'm here on the set. And they're like the guys are like leering at her. And it just gets worse and worse. And cops show up on scene. And this is only the first chapter, right? But it was so good. I love that book. It cracked me up so much. Definitely if you need a laugh, that one's a good rom-com.
Love it. I'm going to pick it up. All right. So how about thrillers? You wrote quite a few at the end of the year.
Thrillers, I read mostly in October. Like I went crazy and just binge read thrillers and horror in October. But I definitely liked Lock Every Door by Riley Sager. Mm-hmm. I think that one's my favorite one so far. I really liked The Last Time You Lied. Last Time I Lied. I read that one, I think, the beginning of the year. But this one just wrapped everything up well. Like, and it didn't end suddenly. Like, I felt like the last book was really well done, but it ended kind of suddenly. This one wrapped everything up really well and at the end. And my only problem with thrillers is I feel like sometimes they go too slow. Like, I need to know what's going on. I did feel that way about like The Whisper Man. That one was a little too slow for me. Another one I loved was 13 by Steve Cavanaugh, which is actually like the fourth in the series. And it was so good. Like I loved it so much. I went and backtracked and I've got like the other three on hold at the library for the audiobooks because I want to backtrack and read the rest of his series.
I love it. Yeah.
Did you read 13?
I did. I read 13 and I had Steve on the show. So the next one in the series is about two women who are in a murder scene and they're blaming each other and they're in trial together. So
that sounds interesting.
It sounds interesting. It sounds really good. So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to read the book. And he's like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
great. I just like the way it felt. Like it half of it was in the perspective of the killer who was a sociopathic, highly intelligent person and that's trying to get on this jury. And then the other half was more lawyer, detective, people actually trying to solve the crime, figuring out what's going on. And it just reminded me of like some of the Netflix crime shows on nowadays, like Mindhunters and things like that. And I just really was drawn to that. So I'm definitely going to be reading the rest of that series.
Yeah, like that series, that book was just like, it was addicting. Like I started reading it on Friday night and I finished it Saturday morning. And like usually I don't finish books in the morning. Like usually I do other things in the morning. So it was just one of those books. I was like, I just want to finish reading it. Like I want to know who the killer is and I want to know how it's going to be resolved. So it was
Yeah. You needed to know, like I was reading it / listening to it. That was a really good audiobook too. Mm-hmm. It didn't detract from the story at all. But it was just the back and forth and back and forth. And you're like, oh my God, what is this killer doing now? Like and you're slowly piecing together what he's doing. He never spoon fed you anything. He kind of told you glimpses of what the killer was doing. And you had to figure out from the flip side of what the lawyers and the policemen were kind of telling you too, what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that bit. But I'd say one more thriller I liked that I read was Escape Room. I liked that one. You went in with these people trapped in an elevator and you come to find out like one of the employees had died and you're like, ooh, are they like, what's going on? And then it kind of like flips and there's some twists in there that you're like, oh, okay, this is going on. That's why this is going on. And it was really, really good. And that one wrapped up really well too at the end, kind of like Lock Every Door. You had like the end and then you had like kind of like almost like an epilogue. Like it just didn't like cut it off. Mm-hmm. I like when books do that. They give you just a little bit more at the end.
I love it. I do have an arc for that. So I may pick it up. on my next bench of furlers.
On your next furler bench.
Yeah, I get those like every so often. I'll just be like 4 or 5 furlers back to back. And then I just burned out and I'm like, okay, I need my rollers again. So it will probably be.
I did think of one more that is actually, I think it might be more of a new adult. It's by Christina Henry. It was The Girl in Red. And it was thriller. It had a little dystopian and it was just so good. It was based off Red Riding Hood, but it's all about some catastrophe happens to kind of in the world. And it's basically like an illness or something, but it flashes back and forth to where Red is with her family. And it's in the early days of like the news telling them people stay in your houses. Things are happening. And she's like, no, we need to get out. We need to go to grandma's house because their grandma lives, I don't know, 100, 200 miles away, but she lives in like a secluded area of the forest. So that was their plan, was to get to grandma's house because she has the resources that where she can live off the land and there's not a lot of people. And so you flip back to Red being alone and the whole time you're like, well, how did she get to be alone? And so you're flipping back and forth. And it was just really, really good. I was surprised how much I love that one. That one I read in like a day. Mm-hmm. I sped read that one. It was so good.
I picked that one up.
So definitely. So. If you like feisty, axe-wielding females and post-apocalyptic stories with like rampaging diseases, yes, that is your book.
I'm going to recommend it to my friend. Who's been on the show. She likes post-apocalyptic, dystopian, you know, kind of what happened in zombie apocalypse, you know. So I'm gonna
if it's a zombie apocalypse, yeah. Like Contagion, like I have watched probably every Contagious movie out there. Yeah. Outbreak, Contagion, like you name it, I've watched it. I love those movies that like what would happen if something like that happens.
Yeah. Did you read Severance?
No, I don't think I've read that book.
Oh, it's so good. It's post-apocalyptic. There's some weird disease. And this girl works until pretty much everyone's dead. And then she's
escaped. Oh, my God.
It's like a millennial satire as opposed to apocalyptic, you know, like that. And she works in this random place where she deals with Bible production, like to produce Bibles, like install, like polishing. And so they do them in China. And I think the disease starts in China, since people are dying, and the people in China are telling her, like, you need to leave, like, you need to stop. And she's like, no, I'm going to keep working. And she works last day. Like, she gets this big severance. There's nothing is available. Like, she's not going to use it for anything. Like, she's like, but you just keep working and working until the very end. It was so good.
Okay, I'm going to have to put that one on the list. That one sounds funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like a good social commentary of millennial culture. Like, she has a blog. Oh, yeah. She's in New York, you know. And like, the whole thing, the whole commentary of work and, you know, work until you're dead. Like, it's a really good book. So, and short. It's like 200 pages. It's like a short book.
Oh, we'll see. That's an easy read. It's like a novella almost. Mm-hmm. Super short.
Yeah. So, all right. Since we last spoke, what 3 books did you read that you enjoy?
Recently?
Yeah.
I would say The Happy Ever After Playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of a traveling art group on Instagram with Freaks Between the Booksheets. Hey, ladies. And so thankful that some of the ladies decided to share their arcs for that because it was so good. That book is so good. I'm still trying to form coherent sentences about it to actually write a review. And I can't. There's just I liked The Friend Zone. I liked Abby Jimenez's first work. But there's something about The Happy Ever Playlist that just hit me more. I don't know if it was the music scene. I don't know if it was the addition of the crazy dog. Like I was laughing on page 3 in that book, laughing. It sucked me in so quick and, it did not let me go. Like it was, usually I'm not a rereader. Like I'll read and then I might pick up a book again in a couple of years, or I'll listen to it on audiobook the same year. But that book I finished and I immediately wanted to reread it again. Like, but I had to mail it off to the next person. But I just immediately just wanted to reread it again and go through the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. I love that book.
That book was really good.
Oh, yes. The more recent book I just actually just finished it yesterday was The Bangover. Mm-hmm. And it's on, I think it's on Kindle. I'm not really sure if it's on Kindle Unlimited though, but it's of friends to lovers. Like they've been friends since high school. And for some reason, they get drunk one night because he's a rock star and he came back home to play a concert in their hometown. And she's actually a famous horror writer. So they're talking about, I guess, past relationships or something. And he's talking about how he hasn't been able to write anything for a while. So he's kind of going to go on like a total, like no sex, no alcohol, like for several months so he could actually write some songs. And so push comes to shove, like crazy things happen. And they end up booking a flight to Vegas while they're drunk. And so they go on this like crazy Vegas trip, but it's literally like a romantic version of The Hangover. It just one crazy thing happens in the next. Like they decide that they're just going to be kind of sex buddies for the week and not tell anybody. And of course, that never works out. Like people start on the flip side, you start hearing from the girl's perspective, and she's like, I've kind of secretly been in love with him for a couple of years. And you're like, ooh, this just got even more interesting. So it was just really fun read. And from the first couple of pages, they had chemistry. You could tell that they've been friends for a long time, and you could read that and feel that on the page. So it just sucked me in really well too. Oh, and sexy. Oh my God. That book was steamy. If you like dirty talk, definitely pick that one up.
I love it. Yeah. Lots it's a Kindle talk. Unlimited, by the way.
Like I would say the Pucked series level of dirty talk. Like it was good. Well, what books did you read that you really enjoyed?
So I read Mangoes and Mistletoes by Adriana Herrera. It's a novella. It's a female book to Dominicans. They're competing in a British baking show. So it's like if you like the greatest British baking show, this is like it just follows that. It's really cute. I wish it was longer. That's like my only complaint. Like, you know, you read in the novel and you're like, oh, it should just stay longer. So but it was really cute. So I like that one. I read The Honey Dome List by Christina Lauren.
How'd you like that one?
It's a mess.
Oh no.
It's a mess. It's not. So I was rooting for the couple, the Joanna and Chip Gaines couple, the hero and the heroine were working towards them. Like they were like trying to pretend to be Chip and Joanna Gaines. They were like going on a book tour and doing all these gross things, but they hated each other. And I was rooting for them. So for the most of the story, it's just them. Like, that's what revolves around it. The hero and the heroine are the sisters, and they didn't like each other until, like, they didn't pay attention to each other until 42% of the book, and then 46% they kissed. So it was just like, it's a loss, you know? Like,
that is a slow burn.
Yeah, but then it's like, because they didn't talk to each other, and then they're like, oh, we're going to kiss, and they're just going to have sex. And I was like, when does this happen? Like, in a day. Like, so.
Like, when did we go from, like, just friends, just barely knowing each other
So we're just like, I don't know. It was their theme. So for those who are looking for that, their theme. It's not as steamy as The Beautiful Bastards. But it's just I was rooting for the Chip and Joanna game. So I was not rooting for the heroine. So I was like, oh, I was just like, okay, I hope their marriage works. You know, like, hopefully they'll get together. So it was a mess. In the acknowledgments, they write that they had this brilliant outline session, and then they struggle with the first draft. And I feel like they're still struggling with the last draft. So we'll see. It's an arc. So maybe based on feedback, they may update it and whatnot. But, you know, I'll still read Christina Lauren because they're like my go-to author. But this one wasn't like, this is not going to be topping my top 20 or top 10 books of the year.
Yeah, you hate when that happens, when you have an author you love and you really want to support their work, but the book comes out and you're just like, oh, I didn't like it. I hate saying when I don't like a book. Like, yeah. It hurts to say I don't like a favorite author's book.
Yeah, and I think that's been like this past month has just been disappointing read. So the other book that I read was, it's hyped up, it's coming out in March, is You're Not Alone by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. Mm-hmm. They wrote, it's a thriller, they wrote The Wife Between Us and Anonymous Girl. And I really liked the other two books, but this one was just like, I don't know, it was just like a mess. So, and it's been hyped up on Instagram, like people, because there's a mystery book club and everyone's like reading it. So it's like, it's a hype book. And I had to be honest, it was like 2 stars. Like, I could see the choice from the beginning. And I was like, okay, like, it just like, I was like not engaged. Like, there was like this whole theme of vendetta. And I was like, you're trying to figure out what was the whole backstory. And the female lead was just like, she was dumb, and at the same time, she was, like, trying to be all, like, police work and trying to investigate and lying around it. So, I don't know. It was just, like, a hot mess. So, that was, like, another disappointing. So.
Oh, that stinks. I just hate it when that happens, and you're just like, oh, so disappointing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes books like that will put you in slumps too, and it just makes it even worse.
Yeah, pretty much. I started like 5 books. Actually, in my Goodreads right now, it looks like I'm reading 5 books. I'm not reading 5 books. I just like, I've been starting a bunch of books and be like, which one will stick around? You know? So.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Yeah. All right. So what's on your TBR this month?
But it's on my TBR this month. I'm still reading Little Women. I've always wanted. I love the movies. So I just always been on my TBR. It was honestly on the 10 books Lauren should probably read this year because she's had them on her TBR too long. Definitely Little Women, and I'm enjoying it so far. It's more American literature. It's not like classic British lit to where it's overly wordy and hard to read. So I'm really loving that aspect of it. Another book I want to read would probably be Serpent and Dove. I want to get to the rest of that. I started it, but I want to finish it. And there's some books I keep seeing flying around on Instagram that are Kindle books. One of the series is Reindeer Falls. By Jana Aston. There's 3 books and I really want to get to them. I heard they're short and really good. And then Faking Under the Mistletoe. I keep seeing it everywhere. So I'm really trying to get it to that one. And also Let It Snow, because I watched the movie on Netflix. So I was like, okay, I want to see how the book compares. And I already have the book. It was one of those books I had last year. I found it like a thrift store. And it was like brand new. And so I found it after Christmas. So I was like, I'll save it for next Christmas. So I'm trying to read that this month as well.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what books are on your TBR this month?
So I have, thanks to Freaks and Machines, I have a couple of male romance called Game Changer by Rachel Reed, Faith and Fidelity by Tara Michaels. And then I had Jenny Holiday, who's an author from Mermaid Inn and the Bridesmaid series, come on the show yesterday. Her else is going to air a few weeks later when Mermaid Inn publishes. And she recommended Alexis Hull, Had a Bang with a Billionaire, She recommended the whole series. She's like, it's so good. It's like her favorite series. So I got those to look forward to it. Right now I'm reading The Kingmaker by Kennedy Ryan. Yeah, it's good. It's heavy. It's like, it's, I was expecting lighter, and it's just like, it's heavy. So it's like a heavy read, but hopefully I'll finish that in the next couple of days, and then I'll get to just dive into the male-male romance for a little bit more. So.
Awesome. That sounds like a good TBR.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Oh, yeah. I'm like looking forward to romance. I started The Silent Patient and I'm like 50%, so I can finish it off in 1 hour and in one sitting. But I'm like, I don't feel like thrillers anymore. So
I know. And it gets around Christmas and you're like, no, I want romance, pulling the romance back, yeah. You know? And then, you know, after February, I'll probably be reading a couple more thrillers or I vary because I'll read a variety of romance. I'll read fantasy romance, action romance, and generally sci-fi and contemporary. So you just flip back and forth between the romance if you get bored. Oh, and historical fiction. I like historical fiction. But yeah, it's just trying to get all the books in that you really want to read by the end of the year since it's coming up really quick.
It really is. So, well, thank you, Lauren, for being in the show.
Oh, thanks for having me again. I always like talking books with you. Okay. It's fun.
It is fun. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.